Good morning. It's 8:43. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, the IHSA finally has said, yep, here's what we're doing. There are some changes, obviously, we talked about, and some fall sports moving to the spring and spring sports that are going to go. How are they going to look different? And joining us to talk more about it is the athletic director at Galesburg High School, Mr. Eric Matthews. Eric, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Tom?
Good. Have you got any rest over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's been interesting. It's just we finally, you know, they were able to have their meeting so that we could kind of start to piece together what we're going to do moving forward here, which, you know, some of the practices are going to start a week from Monday. So we've got to start getting a plan in place.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I like Craig Anderson. We had him on the air recently kind of talking about some of the stuff. But I kind of felt like, you know, like the state did with the schools. The state's like, okay, when you go back to school, wear masks. The rest is up to you. You take the blame. I kind of felt like the IHSA in some ways did the same thing. It's like, yeah, we're going to defer to the Illinois Department of Public Health and the Illinois State Board of Education, which I get those are the quote-unquote experts, but I kind of felt like they, like, we don't want to take the blame. We'll put it on somebody
else.
Yeah,
and I felt like when they rolled out, you know, phase three, and then we were there for a while, and then we went to phase four, and we were able to doing some more scrimmage-like activities, and we would kind of ramp it up a little bit. And then, you know, three days into phase four, we were taking a step back based on the Department of Health and the governor's office and some things that they wanted. So I guess they were trying to set something in place so they weren't having to take a step back, I guess. Talk about being in a difficult situation on either way on what they are going to be able to do. And I know a lot of people aren't happy with what they've put in place, but I guess it's at this point it's better than everything being wiped off the books.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and the other tough thing is that you've seen kids be able to play baseball and softball a good chunk of the summer. Those that, you know, not summer league basketball, those that play for like AAU teams or whatever, traveling around playing tournaments, and you're not hearing about a whole lot of problems after all that. So that's what kind of makes it tough when you're looking all the way at next spring, and we'll get to this coming up a little bit, and what's happening to baseball and softball. But talk a little bit about, okay, the fall sports coming up, which ones are we actually doing, and talk about how they're going to look different, because, I mean, they may or may not be able to have postseason in some of them, no tournament-type things, it looks like.
Yeah, so for us, we'll be able to have boys and girls golf, boys and girls cross-country, girls tennis, and girls swimming. So and we actually had a Big Six meeting yesterday to kind of figure out as a conference things that we can do, can't do, you know, coming up with a list of questions that we don't quite understand which direction to go. But from what I've read and what makes sense for me would be, you know, for the fall, no tournaments, no invitationals. Basically, you can have a duel or a try. So, but then you've also got to watch your number of 50 because you can't really go over that. So, you know, it's like for tennis, you know, we do mostly duels and we'll probably be fine with that 50 and being able to social distance the spectators that come and the kids will be fine there. Golf is not bad, being out on the course. Obviously, our invitational at this point is probably not going to be able to happen just because the number of teams that we have. And the other interesting thing is you can only compete against teams within your conference or within your COVID region. So, for example, our golf invitational, we have Aurora Christian come down. Well, they would not be able to come down because they're not in our COVID region. So then it becomes going through all your invitationals to figure out who can come and who can't come, and then it just becomes it's a mess because then you're trying to fill the void, but in reality you can't do it anyways.
And when then you end up just playing the same teams you would be playing anyway, right?
Potentially, yes, yeah. And that's as we talked yesterday as a conference. It's like, you know, trying to set up, you know, maybe some more duels within the conference. You know, we play most of each other now, but, you know, there's some schools that may not play Quincy for golf because we have a conference golf tournament, so you'd see them there. But I don't see the golf tournament happening. So then it becomes trying to, can you can you crown a conference champion based on playing each other in duels and keeping records? So those are different things that we're trying to talk about. And practice starts on the 10th, and they can start on the 13th, I believe. So it's trying to go through the schedule quickly to figure out who we can and can't play, and can we keep the dates that we already have on the schedule? It's just kind of it's here now, and we've got to have a decision like tomorrow.
Galesburg High School Athletic Director Eric Matthews joining us here this morning. So the fall sports, yeah, they're going to happen. And the one thing you mentioned that's really interesting, you talked about, you can play teams within your COVID region. Well, the way the conference is set up, you've got two teams that aren't even in our COVID region, and they're not in each other's COVID regions either. But because they're in the conference, they will be able to play. But that kind of is hard for them then to play anybody other than conference schools in any sport at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the two outliers are obviously Quincy, and then the one I wasn't sure of, but we found out yesterday, is Sterling. They're on that border, but they're not in our COVID region. So, but with them being in the conference, we can play them for our traditional conference activities and extracurriculars. But, you know, we were talking, you know, they play a lot of middle line high schools. Those are all off the table now because they can't travel that way. So
teams that they used to be in the conference with.
Right.
That are, like, regionally not that far from them.
Or you'd see a lot in the postseason. It's that's gone. And then postseason's another question mark because everything right now is to be determined and whether or not those postseasons can happen. And if things kind of stay the way they are or progress a little bit worse, I don't know how they're going to be able to happen, because if anybody's ever been to the state cross-country meet, there's no way you could have a cross-country meet with traditionally, because of the number of fans that come and the number of kids that compete, and you've got three different races going on in one day in one place. So those, I think that's going to be tricky, and even with golf being spread out, you're still hitting a high number of participants, and same with swimming. It's going to be interesting. And the other thing is whether or not we'll be able to allow fans in the building, because once you hit 50, you got to be able to social distance. Well, if you've been to a home swimming meet for us, we can get the kids in there, but it's not big enough once you start able to add spectators within.
Trying to keep within that number
of people. Trying to social distance
having
a group of 50, but they can't social distance from the kids. So it's it's going to be interesting, and it's going to be changes for everybody. It's going to be changes for the kids and the coaches, the workers and the fans. But it's at this point, it's if we don't adapt and change a little bit, we're not going to have anything.
Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. Okay, so let's talk winter sports first. As of now, what does the schedule look like? Which obviously it could change between now and then, what's going to happen with the winter sports. And we're talking basketball, wrestling, and some others.
Yeah, so, boys and girls basketball, wrestling, bowling. I can't think of I'm missing one there.
Boys swimming?
Yes, no. Swimming.
Yeah.
So as it currently stands, you're looking at being able to start at November 30th. And then the season being over, I believe, February 13th. Same thing. You can only play two games a week or two opponents in a week. You can't have any tournaments. You can't have any invitationals. You can't have anything where there'd be more than three teams there. So, for us, things that we traditionally host are Thanksgiving tournaments. Well, those will not be able to happen this year currently. The Martin Luther King would not be able to happen. We have a little girls' invite right before Christmas break. That wouldn't be able to happen. Same with wrestling. We have some quads. Well, quads wouldn't be able to happen. And then, as far as swimming, it's not being able to go to invitationals on Saturdays and trying to pick up more duels. It's going to be interesting. I think, as we were talking yesterday, as far as playing, two games a week, you're basically kind of limited to your conference only schedule. You might be able to pick up one extra game over Christmas break, where you're not going to have a Christmas tournament now, so you might be able to find a non-conference school to play. And then we run into fans being in the building and cheerleaders and dance. and band.
Band, yeah.
So you, it starts to get knocked down pretty quick on how many people can be in the building. And then I guess the biggest thing out of all is, where are we going to be at around Thanksgiving as far as flu hit? Have we seen a spike? So then things could potentially get pushed back from 1 week to 2 week. And then if it's kind of a waiting game.
And those pesky broadcasters that show up to do games too. There's us.
Yeah, sorry.
Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. So it's obviously everything's going to look a lot different. I'm going to have to just figure out a trip to Mattoon on my own, I guess. And
yeah,
there you go. Brad and Steve will have to figure out a trip to Taylorville on their own. Well, obviously the biggest changes are the fall sports that have been moved to spring, namely football, volleyball, the biggest things. And, it's unfortunate that it could hurt some other spring sports, and they're kind of hurting anyway because of the number of the games. They're only going to be able to play in a couple of the others. But talk about what that's going to look like, first off, I guess, with football and volleyball. And again, this could all change between now and then.
Yeah. And I think we'd be foolish to think something's not going to get tweaked at some time. Because, the document that we've got is not even a document that's set in stone. It's here's what we think, but the IHSA still has to iron out a lot of things, because just our conference yesterday came up with a slew of questions on, this sport to this sport, and just trying to clarify things just for us personally. So are we going to be able to have conference championships in certain events or certain sports? We may not be able to play everybody. So, but as far as, fall going to spring, I guess it's where it's at. It's, football, volleyball, and for us, it'd be boys. Boys soccer falls into that. So, as far as football, you're looking at playing seven games. For us, that would be a conference schedule. We'd play everybody, which makes it a little bit easier. Someone's not getting left out, because there's some conferences that have 10 schools. So, trying to figure out who gets to play who would be a nightmare. And then the way it looks like as far as a postseason is you would play an opponent, regionally, and for us, we're in a pretty good COVID region, because we go all the way from the Quad Cities, all the way over to Bloomington. So we're in a pretty favorable span there, where somebody like Sterling is maybe not so much. And then volleyball, you're kind of looking the same thing. No tournaments, no invites, two games a week. So that's pretty much a conference schedule. And then soccer is we always play everybody once. So we have our traditional conference game. And then the key is going to be, are we going to be able to pick up a non-conference game to play? Because we play a lot of Mid Illini schools, but depending on what they're going to do and when they will play, traditionally play like Tuesday, Thursday. Will our Thursdays be open for non-conference games? But it's all, what is everybody else doing, and how will that fit into what we would like to do?
So, sounds like a mess. not going to be easy to get all this figured out. But
yeah, and then I guess the biggest thing is, we're talking practicing in February, beginning in March. That will be interesting what Mother Nature's going to be like outside, trying to practice outside, and then can you practice? You'll be inside, but it's an outside sport, and you're, and then they can begin games on March 5th. Well, what's March 5th going to be like? Is it going to be like the soccer sectional we hosted last year, where we had to get 4 inches of snow off the field so that we could play the game?
You could be starting, football games in a situation like you sometimes get on championship weekend, where it could be snowing. It could be really nice out. You don't know what that's out
right
of the year.
Right, because the way things have gone, they kind of go up and down.
Yeah. Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. I feel so bad. Well, I mean, everybody involved, any sport you play, you're affected somehow. But baseball and track and field, softball, they're going to really feel the effects, because baseball, they're used to playing a lot of games. And you're only going to get 18 games, both baseball and softball, right?
Yeah, because I think we can schedule, you can play 34. I think it's right around, it's either 32 or 34, but they're going to get at this point, a 6 week season and, three games a week, which is going to put us at 18, and the uncertainty of having a postseason. So, and you feel bad for them already because of what they lost last year. I mean, I know track lost you know, about 90%, but we were able to have a couple indoor meets, but then that all fell apart with COVID. So, but yeah, I mean, you're looking at, you know, boys tennis, softball, baseball, and then the track and field. It's going to be interesting for them, you know, starting in May and then finishing in June, but at the same time, playing only three games a week, where they're sometimes we're playing four, five games a week. So it's going to be spread out. And I think that's something that has been brought to the attention of the IHSA a lot here lately through social media. It's something that we've talked about as a conference on, you know, is it something we'd like to maybe draft a letter to the IHSA to kind of point this out, that maybe there's maybe we could tweak some things to maybe get them another week of games, or maybe four games a week or something, so that they're not feeling so left out in the cold as opposed to everybody else.
Yeah, and it's athletic staff, game day staff, officials, umpires. I mean, it's wide ranging. Athletes, coaches. I mean, this affects parents, affects a whole lot of people.
Well, and the other big thing is, you know, travel right. ball. So it's are these travel teams going to hold off on when they will play, so that the high school season would be able to be conducted? You know, that I think that's a huge question. I think a thing that if you don't have a state series for those events, what's more important to the kids? I mean, I think that's something that you have to ask.
Yeah, I guess. And for some kids, where are they going to get the most exposure?
Right. And, you know, as we've seen a lot of the AAU and the travel ball, I mean, they're playing a ton of games this summer. So it's, can I play 18 games, or can I go play close to 30 and maybe get some exposure that might lead to a scholarship or something? So, and those are all what ifs, but you know, those things they seem like a long way down the road, but as we've got to figure out what that schedule is going to look like, it's not a lot of time, because you know, we do all our scheduling a year in advance. So we're set, you know, now I've got to figure out, you know, all new transportation and, you know, where are we going? How many kids you can have on the bus?
Yeah, how many buses then too, I guess, right?
Yeah, that becomes another thing. And then, you know, transportation reimburse is going to be different. So it's there's a lot of things that we're, you know, we've got to figure out as myself, but also with the coaching staff. So I'm trying to line some meetings up at the beginning of next week to kind of go through our schedules. They're gonna be shorter, but at the same time, we could be doing nothing. So I guess it's something to try to get the kids back to something normal.
Try to see the glass half full.
Yeah,
which isn't easy, but But you're right. You're getting something out of it. Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director. Any final thoughts before we wrap up here, Eric, and things for people to consider?
I know a lot of people are, you know, out on social media, and they're frustrated that things are not the way that they've been, and they're not going to be the way that they've been, maybe, you know, at least for this year. And I don't know, moving forward, things are going to have to change in some capacity, but it's, you know, we are in this together, and there's going to be some things that will be okay. There'll be some things that, you know, we don't agree with, that I don't agree with, but if it's the hand we dealt, we're just going to have to go with it. And, you know, if we get to have a basketball season or a football season, you know, we surely want fans to be able to come. But at the end of the day, we've got restrictions that we have to follow. And if we can't do those things, then it's going to be tough. So we want people to kind of bear with us as we go a little bit. And there may be some, you know, communication may come quickly. There may not be a lot of time to know where and how and when, but we'll try our best to get that information out as best as we can through social media and through the radio and everything else. So it's a big year for not only for athletics and our extracurriculars, but we got buildings under construction that, you know, trying to finalize those things. And we got the new e-learning plan, and we got a lot of trainings come up in August. So there's just so many moving pieces as we're moving forward, and athletics and extracurriculars is one of those. But it's an important one for the kids and for the parents to, like I said, try to get something normal as best as we can with everything that's going on.
Well, look at glass half full. At least you're not Dr. John Asplund. And be the one. all that stuff too.
Good right? point. Good point.
Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. Eric, as always, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for coming
in
with us.
Thanks for having me.